In 2023, a crack commando unit of retro podcasters joined forces on a panel at LA Comic-Con, but were sent to Comic-Con jail for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped. Today, still wanted by 80s nerds, they are very easy to find. If you have an 80s nostalgia problem, if no one else can help, maybe you can hire the Night Boys.
Kids Unite. It is just the three of us. Just the three of us. Ooh, yeah.
We can make it if we try.
We can. We're going to make it. We're trying hard and we're making it hard. It's the two Night Boys, Zach from Podcasting After Dark, TV Obscura, $2 late fee, Territory Marks. We got Diallo from Podcasting After Dark and TV Obscura, Galactica Actually, and not another review that another review you didn't want. What
you
else
didn't ask for
that you didn't ask for? And yeah, the links are in the show notes. First Noel Chronicles and what Angela in the Dark. Go check that out on YouTube. Link is in the show notes as well. And Diallo, how are we going to do this? So Grace is back on our show. Grace joined us in December for the creepy, kooky Christmas-themed episode. Grace has been on $2 late fee many, many times. You're basically my co-host now for life, Grace, so whether you like it or not. But you're not Night Boy. Like, what do we say, Diallo? What do we call Grace?
You put me on the spot.
I know, sorry. Improv.
Night people. We are the night folks.
The night folks. Yeah. Grace, are you okay with that?
I'm a night owl, so yeah.
The night owls. Okay. I like this.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta wake up at 9. So
yeah, we're recording once again, we're recording during the day. Day for night. Folks, day for night owls, whatever works. Corey extends his much sincere apologies for not being able to join us. He is recuperating from a very terrible injury. So more on that in our wrap up on Podcasting After Dark on Patreon. So if you all want to hear Corey's tale, go to patreon.com/podcastingafterdark and sign up today. But Grace is here. Diallo is here. I'm here. It's mall memory time. Magdalena, who is a Patreon for both shows, Podcasting After Dark and $2 late fee, she suggested the mall to talk about on 80s Kids Unite. And I thought, who better to join us, Diallo, than having Grace on, who I said, Grace, you're like a mall queen. And she's like, more like a mall rat, just an 80s mall rat. So, Grace, it's really great to have you back on 80s Kids Unite with us.
Thanks for having me. I mean, yeah, 80s mall rats. You know, when you think of a rat, you think of something scuttling through the corridors. I mean, I was the definition of the 80s mall rat. You know, me and my friends were just, we were bad girls, okay? We would ditch Chinese school on Saturdays, and we would go to 80s mall and just, you know, rule the school. We would, you know, window shop. We'd, you know, look at cute boys. We'd sit by the fountain and drink a smoothie. We'd take photos at photo makers and then, you know, just chill out. And then down the street, we'd go to a place called Showboat, which was literally like a big giant showboat with three floors of arcade games. There was like, you know, mini golf outside and a baseball tent and everything. So
I'm sure there's a lot of people that can relate right now in regards to just ditching school in general to go to the mall. So yeah, let's get right into it. Magdalena, first of all, thank you, Magdalena, for suggesting this topic. If you all want to suggest a topic and you're not a part of Patreon, go to patreon.com/$2 late fee or patreon.com/podcastingafterdark. Sign up. You can be part of the fun, et cetera, et cetera. Mall memories. So Grace, you just gave us quite a mental dump, basically, of some fun facts from your childhood. But Diallo, where did you grow up? What mall did you frequent back in the day?
I grew up in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. I lived pretty close to Serramonte, so I probably spent more time there. The other mall was Tamforan, and when I could get there, I actually liked to go to that one a little bit better. I think they had a better arcade at some point. Yeah, those are the two malls that I spent a lot of time at growing up. I didn't actually get introduced to like Valco until I was an adult. But it's still I have memories of it still. Just because I remember everybody has memories of Valco, and I'm like, oh, I spent some time there.
Yeah, Valco seems to be the recurring theme, at least with us, our discussions. Grace, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Valco is a mall. Are you familiar with Valco?
Just gonna say, please tell me what Valco is.
Okay. So in Cupertino, because I'm from Michigan, but moved out here in the early 80s and lived in the Bay Area, Cupertino, San Jose area. Before it was cool, before Apple took over, or I don't know if that's even cool anymore, but whatever. Valco was the place to be, and Valco Mall was where I went for the arcade, not for the movies because we didn't have a movie theater there, but they had an ice chalet where I couldn't skate, but I tried, and they had the toy stores. They had a lot of stores. We'll get to some of my favorite stores in a minute, but Valco was the place to be. For some reason, everybody knows about Valco, whether you lived in the Bay Area or not. I think the Apple base is now there. Like that's the
Think
hub,
so,
right?
yeah.
But you know, if anyone follows me personally on Instagram and you know that I make these notes for my son Bodhi, his notes kind of tend to tell a story over the course of the school year that I make for him. And in his notes, his characters went to Valco back in 1985 when I was going there. Kind of funny how that works out, you know? Anyways, yeah, Valco was a fun mall. I remember Serramonte for sure. I remember the Serramonte Ford. I remember the Serramonte Ford commercials. Because yeah, both Diallo and I lived in the Bay Area. He obviously was born there, but I wasn't. But Grace, you're a Valley girl. You're literally a Valley girl, right? And what was the name of your mall again? Where did you go?
I've been here in the Valley since 2005,
Okay.
but I was raised in LA, and Pointe Hills Mall was my local mall. Most of you guys know Pointe Hills Mall as Twin Pines Mall from Back to the Future. That was actually my childhood mall growing up.
Wow.
Later about how it looks like now, which is so sad. I think they're planning to change it into something abysmal. But growing up, it was my spot. It was glorious. I actually saw as a little kid Back to the Future at the Pointe Hills Mall with my dad, who is, let me just say, a huge pack rat. He saw up from the AMC theaters for us seeing Back to the Future. I have it in a scrapbook somewhere.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so you just said you have the ticket stub from Back to the Future when you went to the Twin Pines Mall? Well, wow.
I should have grabbed it, but I don't have it with me. It's in a scrapbook, but it was my mall growing up, and I have very, very fond memories of it. I've got some really kind of kooky memorabilia to show you all later, but
Okay, nice, nice. Well, and I want to encourage everybody who's listening to the audio feed of this, go to our YouTube channel. I think it's both on Podcasting After Dark and $2 Late Fee. Hit the subscribe button while you're at it. But you got to go to our channel because you'll see some visual cues to give away. Well, Grace will be showing us in just a minute. And at the opening to this show, you saw the night owls, the night folk, with a backdrop of like different malls behind us. And I was able to find a Valco mall specifically for myself. But, you know, I think of, like, you mentioned the mall from Back to the Future, which obviously they don't go in, they're in the parking lot. But I think about a lot of 80s movies that celebrated the mall culture besides Valley Girl. Diallo, are there any mall, are there any movies that come to mind when you think of the mall or going to the mall?
Like completely odd and random, but I think about that was it Commando? Was it what
I
is
was
one of those?
literally thinking that too.
Yeah, I don't know why, like because there's other movies I think, but I think for some reason it as a set piece it stood out more, maybe because he's not a kid, you know. Yeah.
That's a really good one. How about you, Grace? Are there any mall movies that you can think of?
Absolutely, off the top of my head, Chopping Mall, Mont High, Commando, and you know what all those movies have in common? They took place in the same freaking
In the
mall.
same mall, yeah.
Galleria, from what I know, the owner of the Galleria at that time was a big movie nut. So whichever, you know, movie production came to him and was like, "Hey, can we shoot at your mall?" He's like, "Yes." Because he loved film so much. So he just kind of said yes to everything. So a lot of films were shot there at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, but Chopping Mall, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, some of my all-time faves, and yes, they took place inside the Sherman Oaks Galleria.
Wow, that's wild. I didn't know they all took place at the same spot. I was Grace and I had just literally did the episode prior to this on $2 Late Fee. We talked about the movie Daryl, and in the opening of that, I said to Grace, I said, I feel like there's a great song in that, whether you like it or not. It's a great song, Diallo. It's by Teddy Pendergrass, Somewhere I Belong. And we were saying Somewhere We Belong is at a mall in the 80s, right? And so
You're not allowed to not like Teddy Pendergrass,
I don't
so.
think there's anyone who dislikes Teddy Pendergrass. We just, in that episode, we talked about how it was such a shift from a guy very similar to Barry White in that like sexy soul music, right? And then does this kid song. You know, which is it's a I love it's a great song, but it's
Yeah.
quite a sh it's quite a shift from what Teddy Pendergrass was known for.
Yeah. Like it's sidetrack a little bit, but I think Disney adopted that a little bit later in the 80s when they started doing like little not Little Mermaid, but like Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and stuff. They started getting these like adult contemporary singers to sing these kids like Phil Collins for Tarzan and Elton John for The Lion King. Yeah. So that it definitely probably like it could be where they set the tone back then with the 80s, and then they kind of perfected the formula.
Elton John and Phil Collins aren't sexy. Teddy P was like, you know, Mr. Sexy, right?
Oh yeah, I'm not saying that part. I'm just kind of talking about the phenomena of getting people singing outside of like their genre, that's all.
Yeah, totally. It would have been nice to see somebody like, I don't know, Rick James do a song for Toy
Oh my
Story.
goodness. That would be great.
You got a friend in me. Okay, sorry. So I in that episode I had mentioned that's great, by the way. I didn't even think about that, Diallo. I'm gonna give full credit to Teddy Pendergrass for taking that over. I mentioned Cloak and Dagger for one was a favorite mall movie of mine. Legend of Billie Jean. Because they literally steal walkie-talkies from a KB toy store in Legend of Billie Jean so they can communicate. G.I. Joe walkie-talkies too, by the way. And I think Innerspace. Innerspace was the one where Martin Short gets Dennis Quaid injected into his butt at the mall.
As you do.
As one does, I think nowadays they would probably abstain from getting Dennis Quaid injected into their butt. But Diallo, were there at your mall or some of the malls you frequented, were there stores that you liked to go to back in the day?
Yeah, it's you as you were talking about Valco, I totally forgot that there was another mall that I frequented that was it was a, I think it was in Foster City, It was like Fashion Valley,
Fashion
Fountain.
Island.
I can't
Fashion,
remember.
yeah.
Fashion Island, yeah. And because they had the ice, they had the ice skating rink there. So I remember going to that quite a bit. Plus, they had like the awesome arcade. They had the Gold Mine arcade there,
Ooh.
which, and then kind of conversely, it made me think about the other mall that I would go to growing up. Like, and it was like in two different iterations, and it's called Stonestown in San Francisco.
Yep.
And in the like 70s and early 80s, it was like this outdoor mall that had like these, I don't know, I actually liked the old version better, but then they redid it to like a more like traditional mall that we know now in like the late 80s. But I never really went there because there's a story here. I think I frequented malls mostly, and I ranked them by the arcades.
As
And
one
that was
should.
it. Yeah. And then so it was like Serramonte had like a really had like a pretty big arcade, and it was close to me, could walk there. Stonestown, I mean Tamforan had a had they didn't have like a big arcade so much, but they had like a food court that had some really cool video games there. I remember always like playing like the Journey video game
Oh,
there. It's the
yeah.
only place I ever seen it. They had like these, you know, they had like Dragon's Lair just kind of sitting there by itself, and that's where you could go to play certain games. There was a mall by where my grandparents lived that had like another gold mine, and yeah, so I think it was just for me, but like Stonestown, I don't remember having an arcade. So I never like even bothered to even try to go there. So yeah, it's for me, it's just mostly it was like the arcades. That's kind of, you know, it. And
Yeah.
toy stores. I would go to like, you know, it was like most KBs mostly, and I would, you know, we go to the toy stores and then arcades, and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
And then we would like I was a boy, so we did a lot of property destruction along the way. But we won't maybe I think the statute of limitations is up for that, so
It's up. And if the mall doesn't even exist anymore, then it doesn't count. DNC does not count.
ceremony still exists.
Okay, well, we won't tell anybody. And the 50 people that watch this will. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, and I will shout out Sunnyvale Town Center. That was the other mall I went to back in the day. Sunnyvale Town Center had an Aladdin's castle, but they also had a movie theater there. So that was the place to be. Valco did not have the movie theater, so it failed in that department. But like you said, Fashion Island had a sports chalet. Fun fact, my wife, Kristen, who is from Foster City, her little brother, Mike, he was a Zamboni driver
Oh,
at
wow.
the chalet in Foster
Oh.
City. Boom. So there you
Wow.
go.
Little cosmic connections there.
Yeah, right. It's all in the
Connecting.
universe, man. Grace, how about you? What were some of your favorite shops to go to back in the day at the mall?
I'm Out Arcade was definitely one of them. There was one at the Pointe Hills Mall and at the West Covina Plaza, which was my secondary mall. Yeah, I would love, and I think I don't know if there was Time Out Arcade near you guys, but the one in my malls, when you enter, it's like the silver dome, you know,
Ooh.
neon lights, and so you're like entering through the silver dome, like this other world where it's just, you know, arcade games and nothing else. And it was just, yeah, just you're stepping into this whole new world of awesomeness. So I spent a lot of time there. The food court, and then there was like a round table pizza also inside the West Covina Plaza. Spent a lot of time in there. You mentioned KB. For me though, it was a lot of music and bookstores. I loved Sam Goody. I loved music. Music Plus and Music Land. The bookstores, B. Dalton and Walden Books, you know, for like a kid who didn't really have a lot of money, you could just go in and browse, right? And then like in the bookstore, you can just grab a pile of books and just plop your butt down and just read for like an hour or two. No one's gonna really bother you, right? Unless like your parents come and get you. Should I show off some of my silly items?
Yeah, I just want to. I'm laughing inside because I'm just thinking of this young kid who's ditching Chinese school to go to the book to go to the mall to read books at the bookstore. That's amazing. Okay, but please share. And for those of you that are listening to this, go to our YouTube. You know the drill. What do you got, Grace?
So I was a weird kid, right? I don't know why I saved these, but when my dad was moving from his home, I was going through my old room and I found like, old shopping bags.
Oh,
Sam Goody shopping bags.
wow.
That was a Sam Goody. Goody got it. I don't know if you tagline.
Yeah, so cool.
And then also in the Pointe Hills Mall was Musicland.
Oh,
wow.
We got what's hot. And it's got the awesome 80s grid action going on.
The grid in the 80s, it was all about the grid in the 80s. You know, neon grid, so cool.
And I saved a Pete Alton bag. Pete Alton booksellers. So some of the stores I spent a lot of time in.
So you got it. You both probably re remember this. The bookstores like B. Dalton and Walden Books used to throw out the books back in the day in the dumpster. I was talking to my wife about this. She had no recollection. They'd tear off the covers. And so you'd find all these books in the dumpster with no covers on them. Sometimes we would dumpster dive looking for books, depending on what they were. My brother's like, oh, I got any Stephen King in there? Any Talisman? Carrie? And I was looking for, whatever, Doctor Who, literally Doctor Who paperbacks, which you can't get here really in the States unless you go to a vintage bookshop. But yeah, back in the day, the ripping off the covers, and the reason they did that was because you couldn't resell them, obviously, if the covers were ripped off. And then it was too much to send it back to the, publisher or whatever, cost too much in shipping. But you have those bags in pristine condition. Well, that's the reason why we have so many landfills in this world, because none of that stuff breaks down. But at least you're preserving it for generations to come versus throwing it
Yeah,
in the trash.
historical record.
I will shout out for myself, Prince Plus. I used to spend a lot of time in Prince Plus, which was the poster shop, because you'd go to Prince Plus, and I just, similar to you guys, we didn't have a lot of money growing up as a kid, and I didn't have a lot of wall space, and these posters were expensive. So I'd sit in the poster shop and just browse, just to look at them, just to look at the movie posters, shuffling through. I will echo you, Diallo, and KB Toy Store was the place to be for me. KB had like the markdown toys, it was marked down to just practically $1.50 for an action figure. And then now you go on eBay, which is really funny. You go on eBay and someone's selling an action figure for $500, but they have the original sticker on there. It says like $1.50. I said this in a previous episode when we were discussing arcades. Tilt was my favorite place to go to. I had a Tilt in Valco Fashion Mall. Maybe I ditched school one or two times to go to the arcade at 10 in the morning. The world will never know. But I remember saving up all my lunch money to play one specific game, wrestling challenge, or it was a wrestling game. We brought this up on a previous episode. But those were my places. And then as we toe dipped into the 90s, Suncoast Video became the place to go to because Suncoast had everything. And Valco had a huge Suncoast. And that's pretty much where my love, lied. My love lied in the movie stores and the toy stores. I think there was a Sam Goody, and I love Sam Goody, but I felt like there was a place in Cupertino called Rainbow Records, and Rainbow Records was so badass. They and their stuff was super cheap. So you could get like buttons for a dollar, well, 50 cents, rock and roll buttons or whatever, and bumper stickers and stuff like that. And then they'd have all the stuff that Sam Goody would have, but it was a little bit cheaper. Both of those places obviously gone now. Rainbow Records had a great logo too, with like a dragon with the rainbow behind it or something. It was very cool. Anyways, I'm just tripping over the fact that Grace has bags
Yeah.
from said stores.
I only keep bags to use as trash for later. So I should save these like Vons or Ralph's bags and Chipotle bags so that, yeah.
Chipotle have a grid behind it, like the
No,
Musicland?
it's a little more organic. It's a little bit more art deco-y.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's so, but that is so interesting.
What was your favorite store? What was your favorite like food place to get at the mall, Diallo? Was there a place that you, if you had the money, maybe you didn't go there all the time, but what was a place that you liked? You're like, oh, if I just had enough money, I would go here every day.
Yeah, so I think, it's actually funny. I think it was at the Tamforan Mall. I can't remember if it was at Serramonte, but I used to always love going to Orange Julius at Tamforan. And I used to like to get, it was like they had like a pizza dog, and
Oh.
then yeah, and then I got like an Orange Julius, and at some point they made like Peach Julius, which was just like a whole
Ooh.
nother level. And I'd always like to get, but that pizza dog was like my thing for like the longest time. Oh man, I love that thing. I loved how they would make it. They put it in a little steamer or something like that. And yeah, oh yeah.
How about you, Grace?
Orange Julius was definitely the place. And then back in the day, they had like this clear partition just for actual oranges there, just to like.
Yeah. Yeah,
Julius,
you'd watch. Yeah.
in case you didn't know, here are all our oranges on display. For me, always there was Sbarro and there was Round Table, both in the mall. I mean, for a kid, a slice of pizza, right? That'll go a long way. What else? I think those are the two that stand out for me right now. It was always about the pizza.
Yeah, I felt like I'm going to echo both of you on Orange Julius. That was always my favorite place to go for some reason. Maybe it's just because we couldn't afford it, but I was always told it was like too expensive for Orange Julius, you know? And my only disappointment with it with Orange Julius was whenever I got it, I'd run out. I would just keep like slurping. They put so much ice in there with the froth, and by the time you're actually down to the bottom, you like didn't get as much as you should have. Of course, I think the Annie's pretzels, which I think is still around to this day, is phenomenal. I will side note, because I tend to bring up my brother in maybe not so many flattering ways every now and then on episodes. He used to love to go to Hot Dog on a Stick and have the people, specifically the girls, pump the lemons. And then he'd go, nah, I changed my mind. I don't want any.
Wow. That, if you're making like an 80s movie, like, like Stranger Things deal, that's a scene that you need to put in there for like the sleazy guy, to
Grace.
establish that they're sleazy and untrusty by having them manipulate. Yeah.
Grace, put that in that book you might be working on. So
Just
that's just the 80s. So
That's
and
just me.
boys.
No, that's just the 80s. That's a quote.
Gonna put that on a t-shirt, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not mean, I'm just from the 80s. Yeah. So, I could go on and on about this all day long, but we want to know from you guys, everyone listening, where did you like to go? Where did you shop? Where did you like to hang out? Did you sit on the floor at a B. Dalton and read the books there? Did you hop around from one mall to the other just to find the sports chalet so you could hang out and ice skate? Or did you go to the place, the mall, because they had the best food court? Where did you go? Let us know, and we will, continue this conversation, on our social media pages, on $2 Late Fee, Podcasting After Dark, Grace's page, Diallo's page, everybody that's tagged in this episode. But I want to say, maybe it was 5 or 6 years ago, maybe more. I think it's called Vaporwave, but like someone had done a mall mix and put in Africa by Toto and kind of muffled the sound, and they play it on repeat. So it's like a 7 hour loop on YouTube or something. And just with no vocals, just the Muzak, right? Because that was the thing back in the day. Tracks without the vocals in it. I could live in that forever. I could absolutely live in that forever.
Know what? We talked about them all, but we didn't talk about the clothing stores.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you, Grace.
I'll just quickly say my favorites, but I want to know where you guys shopped for clothing in the mall. My favorites for girls, it was Contempo Casuals and Judy. Contempo, I have such a soft spot for in the 80s and 90s. I mean, that was the place to shop if you were a girl. The trendiest, coolest clothes. If you were like, a cool girl, you would shop at Contempo. So
Amazing.
I and to this day I still collect clothing with the Contempo like casuals label. Like I will specifically out clothing with that label because it's just so iconic and so nostalgic for me.
And I will direct everybody, if you're listening to this again, Grace is wearing an Esprit sweater, and it is everything you'd want it to be from the 80s. It is wonderful. Diallo, what clothing shops did you frequent?
I mean, clothes have never been like a. I mean, I barely can clothe myself today. I actually have a good friend of mine. Periodically, we'll go out, and she'll just tell me what to get so that I look decent when I go out because I have no look. So when I was especially too like, I went to like a Catholic school, so we had it wasn't a uniform, but we couldn't like we there we couldn't wear certain things, like we couldn't wear jeans and that kind of stuff, and I just wasn't into it either, so I don't know, it would be like the Gap or like Sears or JC Penney's, whatever, you know, I just it was always just very functional for me, like I need pants and blue gray, you know, yeah, so but it's funny because you know the when we it was like the department stores are always like, you know, even today they kind of anchor the malls, right? So they you have to like you don't have to, but like good they're the big entrances that you go through to get to the interior.
Right.
And so this is the part where the destructive teenager we would go into like we would go into those areas and we wouldn't destroy things, but like we would go into like the elevators and we would like throw water, we would like open the doors and like halfway up and then press the buttons and stop them in the middle of the floors and open them and jump out and throw water balloons and do all
Wow.
kinds of stuff. That's what we use the
Amazing. It's
clothing stores
amazing.
for.
Did you ever li lift up the levers on the escalator to cause the alarm to stop the elevator or the escalator?
No, I never did that. I do remember though one time getting kicked out of Tamforan, but it was a complete accident. Like we actually weren't doing anything. I think like my friend, we were going down the escalator and my friend had like a piece of paper or something and he either just tossed it or in like and it fell into the fountain and then the security guard just kicked us out. And
Oh.
yeah. But I never, yeah, when it comes to like, when it came to escalators, I would never mess with that stuff because it's like people are on them. And yeah.
Yeah, my dad was a firefighter and he actually had to use the jaws of life on the escalator to get a kid's shoe out because it had wedged in the side and got lodged and he almost lost his foot. But my dad
Wow.
used the jaws of life to rip open the escalator and save this kid's foot. True story. So, and my brother was the one who would left up the lever to stop the escalator from going up and, you know, would
Yeah, I
skateboard
never.
through and
It's funny too, because just this past week, and this is a few days ago, a friend of mine that still lives in the Bay Area, he posted this picture of this like it's like some Korean supermarket or something that's opened up, and he posted the picture, and then I was like. I messaged him. I was like, "Is that Mervin? Did that used to be Mervin's at Ceremony?" Because I recognized like the front of it, even though it had a different like name. And the thing that I remember the most about it was it had like these bricks, like in a pattern that kind of stuck out. And I remember we would always like climb those and like
Yes, totally.
see how high we can climb. So those are all the department stores and clothes stores. That's what we used them for. They were our playthings. And they sometimes had toys in some of them, so I would actually go in there to get toys sometimes,
Yeah.
but other than that, I
I
not
mean, we are
fun.
going to do an episode specifically on the Sears catalogs because
Oh
they're when you get to the toys in the Sears catalog, it blew my mind. Especially
yeah.
when the way they would set things up. But I think about those department stores where you would sit in the middle of the clothes that were like go in a
Yeah.
circle, right? And you could hide in there
Yeah.
from your parents. You know, Grace, you mentioned clothing stores. I will say, I'm similar to you, Diallo. I didn't necessarily, well, I did care. I did. I was like, I wanted to look cool, you know? I wanted to look cool.
I never
I was
cared.
like the Ralph I was like the Ralph Macchio karate kid, moved here from, you know, in 84. I was way younger, but I wanted to get accepted and be in the part of the cool group, so I wanted to wear, you know, shorts year round, because in California that's what you did. Michigan, you didn't wear shorts at all. But Miller's Outpost was the store that I shopped at. Miller's Outpost.
Forgot
So
about that place, yeah.
my mom was working for the city of Los Altos at the time, and she was allotted like 5 pairs of jeans a month or something like that. It was crazy. She would get like 5 pairs of 501 jeans every few months, and they're brand new, and she didn't need to wear them. So in order to save us money, they had the tags on them, but they didn't have price tags on them, right? So she would take them to Mervyn's and say, "Oh, these were a gift. I want to exchange them." And then she would exchange whatever I wanted to get in clothes.
This sounds like fraud.
Yeah, a
There's
little.
a lot of crimes being confessed on this
Statue of
episode.
limitations, you know? So we would have, but we'd have to, speaking of crimes, we'd have to go to different places, because, you know, every few months, because we wouldn't want to keep going back to the same spot, because they're like, "Oh, you can't do that here," right? And my mom justified it with like, "It's okay, they'll just put price tags on it and put them back on." And these were like 501 mom jeans, you know, back in the day. Anyways, Miller's Outpost was one we'd go to, and I get to pick out the cool shirts I wanted, whether it was, oh God, it was like Big Dog or something at the time. It was something stupid. Or no, sorry, T&C, you know, Town and Country, with the different characters, right? The ape and the tiki
Yeah.
guy and all that stuff. Who, by the way, the artist who made all that, he just passed away not that long ago. So rest in peace to him. But yeah, T&C, Town and Country, Quicksilver, you know,
Is that Ben Davis? Is that the one with the ape, or is that
no, Ben
something else
Davis
that
is
you're
the one with
thinking
the
of?
ape, but T&C was like, they're all surfer guys, right? They had a monkey as well, or a big ape, or whatever, gorilla.
Yeah, sunglasses on for TNC, art. Yeah, it was just all the cast of characters for the animals in TNC.
Yeah, and then there was a great Nintendo game that came out too. The Nintendo game was like, you know, TNC Sports or something like that. For
I think I remember that, huh?
that was good. I might put some images on our YouTube as well on the episode. But yeah, whoa, those bringing back all the flood of memories right now, especially the debauchery that was involved.
I had a friend. This wasn't quite at the mall, but it was nearby. It was at Toys R Us near, kind of near Serramonte, and it was like that was a mecca. And I had a friend. He would go in and buy something, come back out, put it in the car, take the receipt back inside, grab the item, and then get his money back. He did that all the time. And now, today, as an adult, all he does is complain about crooked Democrats. So, just putting that out there, there's a lot of hypocrisy in the world. I know where the bodies are buried, and I always laugh whenever he complains about things.
If he had bought it from the haunted Toys R Us in Sunnyvale,
Oh
then
my God. That episode terrified me.
episode
Terrified
of
me.
what? Is there a show about it?
It was on That's Incredible.
Okay.
But then
Oh.
I remember them having like news, like actually on the news, like having a, but yeah, there was like an episode of That's Incredible back in like the late 70s or early 80s. And I remember, 'cause I was like, that's in Sunnyvale. We had friends in Sunnyvale. We would go up there all the time. So then I was like, you know, I was afraid.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh man.
To wrap up, any final thoughts about mall memories, Grace? Any mall memories that you want to share that you didn't get to share already?
I think just in this day and age, I think people are looking for that kind of safe space, that third space, right? That's not work or home. And back in the 80s, I mean, that the mall was it for us, you know? It was a place to escape your daily chores, escape your parents, escape school. And I think that space is sorely lacking today. We need malls, okay? If there's any stupid freaking developers listening, stop tearing our old malls down. We need them. Kids need them today. It's always been a place to you know, be social and to learn about new trends and to just be, you know, chill and a respite from daily life. We need these spaces. And when I think back to the 80s malls, it was just my kind of refuge, my place of like comfort and joy. And that's it. I have really fond memories of 80s malls and 90s malls, and I hope they stick around.
Wow. Wow, I totally echo that sentiment. Diallo, do you have any thoughts? Do you want to piggyback on that?
Yeah, and it's interesting to me that you use the word third spaces, because when we first started talking about it, that was the word that was bouncing around in my head, because we lack that just in general today. And even when you were talking about going into the bookstore and just being able to sit down and read, like they've actually changed the culture in a lot of, like, Starbucks, you can't just sit there anymore. I used to There's so many, like, graphic novels that I read at Barnes and Nobles, because I would just go in there and just read. I would just read them, and like they it's like all of that is frowned on. They want to move you in and out. It's like about byproduct, and so there's no real natural place to actually just exist without having to buy something, like having to buy something, Yeah, and I think that we're all kind of like in our little digital bubbles, and especially as kids, you need to have that, you need to be able to interact with not just with your friends, but also with people that you don't know, like kids that go to other schools, and you all kind of converge here, and then you have like gang fights and whatever happens, shenanigans happen. But it's just like we don't have that anymore, and I do think that that's a shame. But
Yeah.
yeah, there needs to be. I know, like, downtown Santa Monica has a Zach, we were there before. I think I went there with you, with like they have like a putt-putt golf kind of deal,
Yeah.
and I think that is like they're trying to bring that idea back, about the idea of like third spaces where you could just go to exist and not purely have to, like, purchase a bunch of things to in order to like say that this place actually needs to, like, you need to actually go there only to buy things, and that's it. You can
Right.
actually socialize and make memories and stuff. So I think that Yeah, I think that there's, maybe some of that's coming to come gonna come back, but I think we need a whole lot more.
I totally agree. Totally agree. I know it's not 80s, but if there was no malls, there would be no Dawn of the Dead. You know, we wouldn't have that iconic thing. And I hope that generations from now will not have just Chopping Mall, just Dawn of the Dead, just Fast Times at Ridgemont High to look at and go, that's what it's like going to a mall. I want future generations to see malls and see movies and malls and movies, right? I want them to see that and go, oh yeah, I can relate to that versus, whoa, this must be a retro film because it's there don't those things don't exist anymore. No, we don't want any of that to go away. We want it to all live here, and it's got to look different. I know it. I acknowledge that, but we can still maintain it, that third space. I like that. We're gonna keep that in the zeitgeist to keep it alive.
Ironically, some kids from like 30, 40 years from now could watch Logan's Run and be like, "Oh, malls are just like that, because that's where we go to get executed in Carousel."
My
Because
God.
we're, because, because it's a dystopia.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. But on that note, whether it's Esprit, whether it's, well, what are some of your favorite 80s mall movies? Let us know in the comments and chime in. Maybe we clearly missed a bunch. I know. Invasion USA, Blues Brothers, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of movies that maybe had a scene in the mall. Let us know what those are, which ones you love. Hey, if it's from the 70s, let us know. If it's from the 90s, let us know. If it's from the 2000s, maybe not so much. But anyways, it's me, it's Zach, it's Diallo, it's Grace. Loved having you guys with us along this ride to the mall today. Hope you didn't get lost. Hope your parents found you if you did get lost or separated from them. Diallo, did I just trigger a memory?
I just totally remember something. This is from
Go
like
ahead.
this. Yeah, I think this is from like the early 80s. Menudo has a video in the shopping mall. Menudo in the shopping mall. You gotta put that video up. Oh my God.
Okay. I'll have that music on our audio play us out. YouTube will flag us, but I'll at least put the video in.
Oh my God. It's like a video, like it was on ABC, like, you know, when Menudo on ABC. So yeah, they had a whole thing about going to the shopping mall.
I mean, it's gonna go in. Definitely gonna go in. By the way, you triggered that memory. Bands at the mall. I remember seeing posters for Jet at Sunnyvale Town Center playing, or the Jets, I think. Yeah.
And like wasn't like when Tiffany like for didn't that wasn't that her whole thing? It was like she went to like malls to sing, and that was like a whole revolution, and that's how she gained her following.
Yeah, Great Grace. Was there ever, I know we're wrapping up, but was there ever an artist, and I love
Sorry,
it. No,
like
don't apologize. This is great. Was there ever an artist that you saw at the mall performing?
No, I mean, I loved Tiffany as a kid, and I know she was, famous for her mall tours. I mean, there was no Google back then. There was no internet. I didn't know which mall she would go to. So I was never privy to that information, and I doubt she would come to, Pointe Hills Mall. I don't know. She, sadly, no, I never got to see her. I don't think I ever got to see anybody perform at the mall because, yeah, I mean, how else are you gonna know unless, like you said, you see a sign? I would have loved to seen the Jets at the mall. Did you get to see them?
I didn't. It was, I think it was after the fact. I'm like, why is this poster still up? They, it's already happened a long time ago. It's like a scene in a movie where, like, it's over. What are you counting them for? Diallo, any bands that you saw at the mall? I mean, you saw Menudo on the ABC, but.
No, yeah, I've never seen any not that I can remember, but I yeah, just like that unlocked a completely whole, totally forgot about that. It was like kind of a cornerstone memory of Saturday mornings with on ABC when Menudo was like kind of explosions. And yeah, Tiffany, God, I'm gonna have to go listen to the Jets after we're done with
Yeah,
this.
there you go.
They have some bangers. Oh my
They
God.
sure did.
I do a couple in karaoke, so you know,
Well,
good
coming
stuff.
soon to a town near you, maybe we'll do an 80s Kids Unite in the mall here at Santa Monica. We'll do an 80s episode. By the way, Magdalena, thank you again for suggesting this topic. If you all want to suggest a topic for 80s Kids Unite and be a part of the fun, sign up to patreon.com/$2 late fee, patreon.com/podcastingafterdark. Your choice. You can do both if you want to. They're both affordable as well. Everybody, thanks for joining us on 80s Kids Unite. Until next time, I guess we'll see you in the mall, right?
With Menudo.
Or Tiffany.
Or Tiffany, or all the above.
'80s Kids Unite is brought to you by Hungry Hungry Hippos, the loudest tabletop game in history, and by Nickelback, Zach's favorite band. If you'd like to suggest topics for this show, go to the Patreon of either $2 late fee or Podcasting After Dark, or both. All links are in the show notes. We love you.